following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi everyone, welcome to Refuge Devos. I'm here with Dave Taylor, yes, who is our high school youth pastor, and he is the father of three boys, which
three.
Is he gets
crazy.
Excited.
I do get excited. You get excited about it. I really do.
Yeah, and there's a boy that was just born into his home. His name is Kanan.
Three weeks old.
I took the words out of your mouth. And he's here
with us.
Even though he's got a son at home that's 3 weeks old.
Yes.
He came to work.
Mom's a rock star. That helps.
Yes.
It does.
It does. We're going to talk about discipleship and following Jesus. Mark chapter 8, verse 34. Here's what it says. Here's what Mark records. It says in 34, when he, and that's Jesus, called the people to himself with his disciples also, he said to them, whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. And I feel like one of the things that's so important about that is when we get called to follow Jesus, when he calls us to follow him, there becomes in our lives a process of denying ourselves, that he becomes the priority. He is the living God. He is our Savior. He is our Lord. And he is calling in this moment, and I think for us as well, to take a look at your life and those things that don't line up with me, that with my call on your life, deny yourself in those ways.
Yeah, what I find super interesting about this too is because you would find in different religions or belief systems at the core, there'd be like a sense of like denial. But I feel like with some different belief systems, it's kind of denial for the sake of denial. But what's super interesting about this is you are denying yourself to do something, right? And so it's not just deny yourself, good, we're good, right? And no, it's deny yourself so that you could take up your cross and follow Jesus.
Yeah.
And it's kind of self-explanatory, but you cannot, and I cannot, you cannot follow Jesus or take up our cross without denying ourselves, right? That's why stuff like the essentials of spiritual disciplines of like prayer and Bible reading, sometimes it's not natural, right? Sometimes it takes a denying to yourself. Not that we don't want to do it, but it's a spiritual activity, right? Yeah. And because it's a spiritual activity, it takes a dying to ourselves. And so I find that pretty interesting.
And I think that here's how serious Jesus is about this moment. And actually, I think he in this next part of the text, he actually elevates it a little bit more. Like, this is super important. Like, as we look at that, we think, okay, yeah, I should deny myself that time in the morning that I would rather read the newspaper. I don't know if that's even a thing anymore.
You still read the newspaper a little bit?
No.
Some people do.
Read my, my news media.
There you go.
Or do I do my Devo? And there's the part of us that we think, okay, yeah, that's important. We should deny myself that desire so I can invest it in following after Jesus. And then he takes it to a whole new level. Listen to what he says here. He says, for whoever desires to save his life, and I think he's actually talking about real life, like human heartbeat life. Whoever desires to save his life will lose it. Mm-hmm. But whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel will save it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world, gains everyone's favor, everybody loves this person because he sacrificed his faith in Christ and he gained the world and loses his own soul? Now Jesus elevates this to like, we're talking about your soul.
Yeah.
He goes on in 37, he says, or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him the Son of Man also will be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. There's this moment where Jesus is like, who are you going to choose? Like, what's most important to you? And I love what he says. He says, are you going to choose this adulterous and sinful generation? Like, are you going to choose the things of this world or are you going to choose me?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I feel like, and we were talking about this before, kind of self-explanatory here. I think it's sobering, right? That very last verse right there, for whoever is ashamed of me and my words, which automatically my mind goes to, I think there'd be people who do not deny themselves. And I don't think, there might even be confusion on like, well, I'm not ashamed of God. I'm not ashamed of Jesus. And it's like, well, man, if you're living your life completely for the now, for yourself, not for Jesus whatsoever, the way that he kind of progresses down here, it to verse 38, he likens it to being ashamed. I find that so, that's crazy. For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him, the Son of Man also will be ashamed. When, I mean, that should be, that's sobering to me.
Yeah, eye-opening for sure. And I would say maybe you find yourself in that place, and maybe it's somebody at work who you have been afraid to share your faith with, or God's called you specifically to do it, right. And yet the flesh, the things of this world, the position, the name, you're afraid to lose all that with that person, and God's saying, listen, I want you to step out of that comfort zone, and I want you to deny that part of yourself, that prideful self, and share about me. Or maybe it's been some other circumstance in your life where you felt like, man, I really messed that up. I'll go right to, I just think about Peter, maybe even Jesus saying this to Peter in this moment, right, with the other disciples. There's going to be a moment where you deny me, that your flesh is more important, your life is more important than acknowledging that you're a follower, a disciple of me. He says, Peter, you're going to do it three times. You're going to deny me. And yet Jesus still loves Peter. Jesus still gives grace to Peter and mercy to Peter. Jesus doesn't that day require Peter's soul from him when he denied him. Instead, he's going to rebuild Peter back up again after the resurrection. And I think he would do the same thing with us. He would say, listen, start today valuing this thing that you have with me, this relationship you have, so much so that at times you're going to have to deny yourself. It's going to cost you something, but put me above all those things.
Right. And in fact, would go out of his way to restore Peter, not even in a general sense of like, here's a group of people I want to restore. Goes out of his way to find Peter. I find that so comforting because, man, there's been so many times with all of us, I know this is true, where there have been times of denial, and the fact that God's not like, you've denied me once, you're done.
Right.
You're done. Like many of us actually have been in our lives with friends, with family members, of like, that guy said this, I'm done with him, right? Jesus has a better way, shows us more grace, and I love that too. We know the end of the story. We know that he restores Peter, and so that's, yeah.
So be encouraged today. If there's anything that the Lord has been speaking to you about saying, hey, put your faith in me, deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me, then do that. Test him in this. Walk with him in this and say, I'm going to take that step of faith and I'm going to do that.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life